just enjoyable.
Well, it's always good. Yeah, you always know so many people here. I have some good friends in town too, so it's good. It's good. It's a place where we've had some a little bit of success making the playoffs the 1 year and playing Detroit, and this is a good rink, a good place. I'm not sure I really like the snow that you've got though, and the cold last night.
Talk also about your relationship with Todd Richards. You guys work together, yeah. Good friends, obviously. You talk a lot.
Oh yeah, Todd and I have had a lot of success together in Milwaukee. When I got hired as the head coach there in 2003-04, he had been there 1 year with Peter Horchek. So they asked me if I wanted to retain him, and I worked with his brother. So he's got some really good values. Todd does. So his brother as well, but. He was good. What I really liked about Todd is that he was very astute as a defenseman, as a player, and he really gave a really good insight in how to play from the back end, because he was an offensive player when he played, and he was sharp, passionate, and he loves games, loves to play any games, but he was real good, and I thought he had a real good feel for the game and a real good feel for people. He's a people person type guy, and for me, I could see him having certainly some success.
I asked him this morning if there was any sense of you two guys matching wits behind the bench, and he kind of chuckled at that notion, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody's going to surprise anybody with the way we manage our teams. I think that we do things similarly, and we understand that the tactical part of things. I think the biggest thing is trying to get the most out of your team, and he's going to come from much the same background of checking and defending that I believe in, and if you're going to win in the end, you know you have to have that, and we have won together, so we certainly understand the processes.
Well, could you make a comment on go ahead.
I was going to ask you about the move west, because you guys have like the same record.
Yeah.
All the practical purposes, swap divisions.
Yeah. Well, it's quite a bit different. The travel's fairly similar for us. You know, we go into different time zones heading more west, but the games are a little different. They're really tight checking, and it's not that they're not tight checking in the east, but it seems with on a nightly basis the games are heavy and really tight checking. They don't give you anything. It could be a one-goal game pretty much every night, 2-1 games, so that's one of the differences. The travel's pretty much the same, trade-off-wise. Well, the competition with the games are a little, they're tough. There's not much free ice. There's not much space. There's not much room. You play the LAs, the St. Louis's. Chicago's probably the one different team that's got, you know, a mini-play, a tight game. It's that 2-1 low-scoring game. But I think it's made us better. It's harder to compete because of our the record in the West is fairly, they've got good winning records. 500 is not going to come close.
Coach, having said that, would you like to see your team play the typical Western Conference game tonight against this now Eastern Conference team?
Yeah, we can't get into East-West when it comes to playing. We have to win games, and we have to play hard. And you know, Columbus is a team that has had success over this last little string for them. So they'll be coming hard. We got to play our style of game, and we got to find ways to win games. All right, Tim. Go ahead there. Didn't want to ignore you.
I don't want to interrupt anybody.
Oh, a little sensitive there?
We're looking for a comment on suspension, Anthony Caruso.
Well, you know, I didn't know what it would be. You know, if you're asking me if it's fair or not, I think that it's right around the mark. I don't get into the parameters in which they judge them, but that's, you know, the hit was, you know, you knew that it was going to be, I sensed it would be right around there, so I'm not really surprised by that, and it's just something you have to do and get it done and move on, you know, and hopefully he learns a lesson as well. I don't think it was good for anybody. You know, it wasn't timely. It was an untimely check that cost us.
Are you ready to see Evander Kane in your lineup tonight?
Yeah, Evander, you know, hasn't skated too much and hasn't played in a couple of weeks, so it'll be good to get him back in the game. He just needs to get himself going the best he can. You know, how much he'll play, how many minutes will be determined by different factors, but he's a guy that can have impact on a game and he can create some offense, and so we're excited to have him back playing. He's going to be with different line mates than when he left, but that's okay.
Thanks.
Where is Zach Bogosian at in his recovery?
He's a little ways away. He hasn't practiced too much with us, and I don't know that he's, he's in the week range away, I believe. He's, I don't know that he's going to be a player on this trip.
You don't expect him tomorrow?
I don't anticipate that happening.
What made this a good start for Al?
Pardon?
What made this a good spot?
Well, Pavs hasn't won in a little bit here. We've hit a bump. His play's been okay, and both have been okay. It's just, it gives Wade Flaherty, our goaltending coach, an opportunity to work with Pavlik another day and kind of get some foundation stuff in place. And with Montoya, he's been good when he's had to go in. He's played well for us, so I don't have any problem with either guy, really. They both can play, and they both have been able to stop pucks. We have to find a guy that can get us a win, but that comes with your whole team.
What do you think of Adam Hardy? He played for the first time in a while on Saturday.
I thought Adam played a little bit too offensive for me and for our staff. I think he just settle in and defend a little bit more. He was up the ice a little bit more than I would have liked, but we all know that he's trying to do a little bit more to stay in the lineup, and that's part of it, but that's what you get. His effort was good. I thought he played pretty good in spurts, but a little bit too much on the offensive side of things.
Do